This is Passport to Texas. Fall hummingbird migration peaked in mid-September, and spring migration won't peak until February. Until then, what's a hummingbird lover to do? Just wait?
Not at all. A lot of people will take their hummingbird feeders down in October, and that's really one of the worst things you can do because we get hummingbirds here in Texas all year round.
Mark Klim coordinates the Hummingbird Roundup, an ongoing citizen survey of backyard hummers. Some birds, he says, arrive in late summer and stay until spring.
They're not going to go down into Mexico. And so we can keep them fed, keep them sheltered, and if we have the right habitat, we can enjoy hummingbirds 365 days a year.
You may see ruby throats and black chins in winter, but the rufous and buff bellies are more numerous in the colder months. And if your landscape has plenty of trees and shrubs, you may see some this winter. Just remember to keep your feeders refreshed and thawed.
During the winter, it's a good idea to increase the number of feeders that you have. Continue with that typical one part sugar, four parts water solution. No red food coloring, please. That's not good for the birds. If we get a snow, which has happened a few times, you have to go out there and brush that snow off and get those feeders opened up. The birds need them. As soon as they wake up, that's where they're going to head, is for those feeders.
There's more hummingbird information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.